Life is changing fast. We are experiencing whole new perspectives and choices. Psychic mediums Sharon Pugh and Matthew Brandau bring you insight to historical times, current events, and the very real future that we face. Sharon and Matthew are true, tested, and certified psychic mediums and life coaches. They give you straight insight with a caring, humorous touch. Join them every Thursday for a new exciting topic and call into the show for a free reading with both hosts.
All right, so yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hey everybody. Welcome to Beyond Psychic Mediumship. I'm Sharon Pugh, and I've got Matthew on the line.
Yes, folks, Matthew is on the line with Sharon Pugh. And Sharon, what is that telephone number before they forget the intro that said call into the show? But we didn't give them the telephone number, so.
Okay, all right. It's area code 202-570-7057, and I've got it listed on my Sharon Pugh psychic page. So call in for a free reading. If you call in, we will stop talking about whatever we're talking about and take your call. Let me go ahead and give out my contact information.
Is this Sharon Pugh?
Yes. Why?
Oh my God, Sharon! You sound like a professional radio show host. Wow.
Oh, well, I've been doing it for, almost 10 years. So.
Go, Sharon. Go, Sharon.
Okay. All right. If you want to book a reading with me, go to psychicreadingsnow.com or sharonpugh.com. And what I'm doing 90% of the time right now is the instant readings, immediate readings. And on my home page, you'll see a get an instant reading now. If my button is green, click on it. You can pay by the minute. You can have a 3-minute reading or you can have a 2-hour reading. Doesn't matter, whichever one you choose.
Well, we also have some extremely exciting news for Sharon and for myself as well. And I'm going to share that news that we talked about with them and what you're about to have available for callers. Not for callers on the show, but for future callers with your cell phone. Do you want to tell them about what you're going to be having in the future or do you want me to?
What it is a new app that is being created. And it looks like it's a square box with an emblem. Mine will be purple with SP on it. And all you have to do is click that app and it takes you immediately to my website. So you don't have to Google my name. You don't have to go on the search engine. It's something that is in the creation form and it's going to be huge, and I'm so excited about it.
Well, that's awesome. I actually am doing the same thing. I have an app, but it's right now it's only on Android. I don't have it for the iPhone yet, but the iPhone one is in the process of being made. Hopefully within a week the whole thing will be completed, including Sharon's, possibly 2 weeks. And then you just download the app for free from either the iPhone App Store or whatever they call it, or the Google Play Store. You can also, if you want, folks, I have a treat for you. Sharon, would you like me to tell them about the little treat that I have for people with the iPhone, with the Android phones?
Go ahead.
All right. This is the treat. If you go to, right now, psychic.red, on your cell phone, on your Android cell phone only. Sorry, folks, if you have an iPhone, this will not work. But if you have an Android, you go to psychic.red. The first link on that page, when you go into on that website, and it's cell phone friendly, when you go there, click on the first link, and it will immediately start downloading the app for Psychic Matthew. Now, this is not in the Google Play Store yet, so it is not the normal way to install apps. It will ask you if you want to install this app because it's from an unknown source. It's called sideways loading through an iPhone app, and you say yes, you install it. You can say one time only, and yes, click on the one time only install. You don't want to leave that open because it could be dangerous for other apps, but this one is safe. You install this on your phone. You will then see the M for Matthew on your cell phone, and you click on it. You'll see the app open up, and on the middle it'll say check availability. You click on that, and you go directly to the website that shows you if I'm available or not. And if I am, if it's in green, you can call. So it cuts out, just like Sharon said, quite intelligently. It takes you to the website. It cuts you through all of the web that you don't have to deal with. It's just an app. So, folks, I'm very happy to announce that the Android version is available for free through my website and soon through Google. But I have to go through their process, and it's a bit complex. So that is the good news. Hopefully everybody likes that. And that's it.
All right, and you actually invented this, so you created. You're the creator of this, and
yes.
I think that it's going to.
I had help. I did have help.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah, own. But if you know, right now it's for psychics, metaphysical workers, but eventually I see
it
for all kinds of businesses. Where you can immediately find what you need by using this app. So there you go.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
So that is coming. And the other way you can reach me is just if you want to get a reading and I'm in the green, you can go to Psychic Red otherwise, or go to Psychic Matthew or whatever you want to do. So you'll find me. Just type in Psychic Matthew on the web and you'll find me. That's it. So what are we going to be discussing today? Something very, very, very sensitive about today in these days, and it's pretty intense. Sharon, take it away.
Yeah. Political correctness and, what is, just I kind of want to get the definition of political correctness out of the way. So the extreme definition of political correctness is the avoidance, often considered as taken into extremes, forms of expression or action that are perceived to exclude, marginalize, or insult groups of people who are socially disadvantaged or discriminated against. So, that is the African American group, the Native American group, the Hispanic group. But one thing my husband says, when he watches something about political correctness is, the one group that is discriminated the most is the middle-aged white male. So everybody feels that they're the person, they're the color, they're the race, the religion that is discriminated against. And how we relate in society is so stifled right now because we don't know what we can say, do, look that is, going against political correctness. And the reason why I wanted to do this particular show today is a video that I saw on social media. And it was an African-American woman, Caucasian woman that was standing out on the street corner and a 9-year-old African male brushed up against her. And she called 911 to report, a sexual assault from a 9-year-old child. I know. And this child.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I actually saw the video. and this child was crying and screaming and, you know,
scared to death. That woman
must have
been mentally disturbed.
It just goes to the point, it doesn't matter how old you are, what color you are, in some way or some form, you're going to screw up and say or do something that is politically incorrect.
That's I didn't even see that video. I didn't even know you'd seen that video. That's it's getting to the point now. I wouldn't even say that. It's gotten to the point. It is now at the point where political correctness has taken on a definition which is the only appropriate communication style. Everything has to be politically correct. So where does that get you? Nowhere. It doesn't accomplish anything because nobody can handle the truth. They only want you to be politically correct so that they're happy. You can't please every person. You can't. And this ideal that you think being politically correct will make everybody happy is so far away from reality that people are becoming disillusioned to reality. They're frightened to walk down the street now to look anybody in the eye. They're frightened to walk down the street and say, good morning. Well, don't say good morning to me because then you're putting all of it on me. It's just a morning. Or the worst one, which I am really upset about, not literally right now, but Christmas. You're not supposed to say Christmas now in some cities in the United States and other places. You're supposed to say Happy Holidays because it offends some people. Like, I don't give a damn. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to you. And if you don't like it, you can tell me. I don't like that. And I'll say to you, tough. You tell me Happy Hanukkah or whatever you want. I'm not going to look at you and say, I'm offended. If you're going to tell me you're offended by that, I'm going to say tough. What are you going to do about it? Walk away. That's what I feel about political correctness. I think it's ridiculous. And I think the fact that the politicians and the government in all of the different countries trying to appease everybody with this political correctness has lost its ability to actually focus on the important parts, like getting things done. Germany. Do you know that the political correctness here has gotten to a whole new level of ridiculous, Sharon?
No. And I mean, in what kind of way?
We have the chancellor here is kind of like you say the vice president, very close to the president in the United States, in a perspective, not exactly, but she's the most political person there is, and she's kind of the highest level there is for visibility, like Trump is visible as the president. Angela Merkel is the chancellor for Germany, and last year, she did something that astonished everybody. She was pictured in a photo op, a spontaneous photo op, in a camp of refugees. And yes, we have refugee camps here in Germany, folks. And what was going on is, while she was there, she says, I'm so happy to have refugees here. I'm looking forward to helping you guys in the next election, which was saying, I hope you vote for me. I hope you're supporting me. And what she did later on after she left was saying, we have a refugee problem, but I'm not taking care of it yet. I'm not fixing it. You want to talk about political correctness? She was appeasing, trying to make both sides happy. The side that's allowing refugees in and the side that doesn't want all of these refugees because it's overloading. You can't do that. You're either one way or the other. Follow me?
Yeah, it's, you know, what are they, that saying, you know, playing both sides of the fence. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, you
and
know,
that,
I
that's,
just.
That gives you such a, what's the word for it? Nobody respects you.
it's, you know, it goes along with, you know, and I absolutely agree with, you know, the holidays coming up. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up, and I know a group wanted to change it to Indigenous People's Day. You know, but
Are you
I'm, you
kidding
know, I'm,
me?
yeah, it's instead of being, you know, Thanksgiving, which is about, you know, the pilgrims and the Indian, you know, the Indians.
They wanted to switch it to the Indigenous Day, which is a complete contradiction of what the day is all about. It wasn't about the
Exactly.
Indians.
Exactly. And,
I'm sorry, I'd have to call them morons.
And, you know, the more that, I mean, everything that we talk about, and I feel like I can speak for you. We work with all different colors, races, religions, and, you know, we don't have the ability to judge anybody by their color or their race or religion or political view. And which is
What is
a big
creed, by the
reason.
way? I've forgotten. What is creed?
I don't know.
I have to look that one up because I know it, but I forgot it all of a sudden. Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it, you know, I don't, on social media, I don't talk about, you know, politics or religion. And, you know, I do see other people that have their own business really voicing their opinion. And it's like, I want to write them and say, you're alienating potential clients, you know, because you can have
Very
your
true.
opinion, but, you know, keep it, you know, keep it to yourself, especially if you have a business. And folks, we will be right back. We're going to go to break and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
Hello, this is Matthew Brandau. My co-host and founder of Beyond Psychic Mediumship, Sharon Pugh, and I are here to provide free readings to callers. We are also taking questions by email. Our simple and clear goal is to help people find clarity in their personal journey. We go beyond the spirit and guidance of the 3D world we're in, and we look at everyone as a higher level being. Looking at the chakras, aura, energy flow, emotional position, and psychic medical intuition. We also tune into your spiritual diversity with both God and demonic influences. Our goal is to bring the clarity of your path to your personal enlightenment and hope to be a positive influence, which you can then share with others.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, I'm going to bring up one quick point here on one of these commercials that just came around here, and I think it's important. Sharon, are you there?
Yes.
I guess not. Okay, so this this commercial that came up is kind of important. We are, in fact, in the hurricane season, folks, so please keep in mind that if you are in areas that are subject to hurricanes, this is the time of the year to be very careful and very cautious. So if you are in the Gulf of Mexico, anywhere from the Panama Canal, which is in Central America, down towards the northern tips of South America, such as Venezuela and some of the, I think they're the islands on the northeast side of South America. These areas, it's including Cuba and those areas all the way up, circling around in a clockwise fashion to the Keys of Florida and both sides, east and west, all the way up the east coast. Those areas are really subject to some very dangerous storms. So please keep in mind to be aware and do your best to be safe. And if people are in trouble, help them. Don't just help yourself. Don't be in it for yourself. Be part of your community. So that's the word I wanted to share. Sharon, are you there? Oh, Sharon has completely gone off the radio. I don't know what happened to her. Well, okay. Sharon, is that you?
All right, yes. I got booted out.
Oh, okay. All right, as long as you're there. I was like, oh, God, this is going to be a really weird show. So, Sharon, what do you think? Thanks for your thoughts, Sharon, even though you're not there.
Okay. No, I missed about 45 seconds.
So did you hear what I said or not?
Oh, no, I was out.
I was talking about being vigilant towards the hurricane season in the south and east coast of the USA, because you guys are in the middle of the hurricane season right now, and it could be pretty nasty.
No, we're over. It's done.
Don't be surprised if more comes. Don't be surprised. That's the psychic side of me.
Also,
just to let you know, is that Sharon and I are both discussing something interesting. Is Sharon, you're going to be making a new video soon. Is that correct?
I am. I'm going to be making a series of videos on my YouTube channel. So I'm excited about that, and going to be talking about a lot of different things, prophecies that are going to be happening. But, so kind of back to, what we were, talking about. And if we, the one thing about this show is we will, talk about something, and if we feel kind of driven in another direction, we don't hesitate, to do that. But I wanted to cover, we kind of covered the racial aspect and the holiday, how we greet each other, especially with the holidays coming up. And you know, my only advice would be to stick with what you believe in and don't sacrifice your values. And you're right. If you want to say Merry Christmas, I say Merry Christmas. And because I don't know who I'm saying Merry Christmas to, they may be Jewish, they may be Muslim, you know, but it makes me feel good. And, you know, so I don't worry about being politically correct, because when I'm out, I want to feel the Christmas spirit. And my way of feeling the Christmas spirit is by saying Merry Christmas.
And, really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't do that at all. When I'm walking into town, I'm like, excuse me. Can you open up the way? You know what I really love in the Christmas time is when people stand in a line across the sidewalk and they talk to each other and there's a barrier. You can't get through them without saying, excuse me. So I don't say at that point, Merry Christmas to you. I say, you.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, but you live in a city in Germany. You know, I live out in the country. So if I get in my car and I drive, I'm usually at the mall or something, you know, something like that. But it's, you know, it's just there's so many things about political correctness I don't think we could even cover in, show.
You're right.
But it's, you know, it's on it. And I will read people's, you know, Facebook post where they are, you know, ranting and raving about something. And, you know, a lot of it is, you know, sexism and, you know, in color. Again, another, you know, video that I saw was a woman that got pulled over by the police, and she was speeding. She was going 75 and a 55. And she recorded herself, and it's like we're bringing in our own drama and turning it into something that is sexist, has nothing to do. I'm like, I wanted to just reach through the computer to the video and go, lady, that officer could care less if you were a man or a woman. You were speeding. It doesn't matter what color you are, what religion, what nationality you are. If you are breaking the law, you're breaking the law. And one thing that is just ticks me off is people will hide behind their, you know, their race or their religion if they break the law. You know, for Christ's sake. Okay, all right. Yes, I am. My great grandmother was full-blooded Cherokee. I have a lot of Cherokee, Native American Indian in me. And I have been stopped by the police and given a ticket. And I didn't say,
no.
You know, I didn't say, you know, I'm Native American.
Sharon Pugh, yeah. ladies and gentlemen, we now have an admittance that we are not perfectly innocent people as mediums and psychics. We can be very bad people.
No, and I mean, I put everything out there. No, I was speeding. I was. But, you know, it burned me when this woman she had to turn on her phone and set it on the dashboard while she was driving. And she said, you know, I'm a single white woman in my car. And, you know, this officer pulled me over and he threatened me. Well, what she didn't know is that the officer was wearing a body cam. And so the officer, you know, they posted what exactly happened. And he was very kind. He was very polite and stated
everything. So she just wanted a fight.
She wanted a fight. She wanted to pull out her gender card. And it's like you can't do that.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Gender card.
If you try to be, you know, in the beginning, political, you know, correctness.
You're absolutely on target.
It doesn't, you know, political correctness goes beyond if we say Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah. It goes beyond, you know, what color we are. And it we have to look at ourselves as the soul. And if the eyes could see the soul minus the body, you know, we wouldn't have any of these issues of worrying about what we say or what we don't say.
Okay, now you're reading my mind. Just letting you know.
Wow.
There's nothing more I can
wow.
say. You just said it. You just said everything that's on my mind. And hopefully in our three-dimensional world in the near future, which is happening, is people's anger levels will reduce. And they will begin to realize that we are being, what is the word you'd use for this? We are being, I guess, teased into thinking that being angry at something and negative stimulation is the best way to go, and that's the worst way. People seem to think that getting angry is the better way to handle all things, including being politically correct to nullify feelings, which is what human beings are. We are learning feelings. Just a thought.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I feel like at some point we will get to a place, and I think that, you know, the anger and the judgment, because it's every time, and I know you yourself have completely backed away from Facebook.
Yeah, I've canceled the account as of 2 weeks ago. I am no longer on Facebook. I have dropped it completely. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because of everything that is going on, you know, we do have, if something happens to us and we feel that it is unjust or unfair, we have to post it, because we want people to reaffirm that our feelings are correct, and we need that affirmation and confirmation that we're right. And
we want it instantly.
And we do. And so if somebody doesn't see that your political correctness is right and they want to butt heads against you, then you'll see a thread that goes a mile long, because you'll have somebody that goes, you know, you're not right about this. You're not seeing it. You know, you need to take ownership, or you don't need to judge somebody for what they've done, because you don't know their situation. You don't know what's going on in people's lives that make them,
yeah,
you know, feel something at the time.
Well, here's another reason why political correctness is something that I am trying to control in my life. And that's one reason why I left Facebook, is because you have good people and you have others, what are known as trolls. These people are, you want to talk about the demonic side of political correctness, these guys are that. There is nothing you can say to get them upset, nothing you can say to stop them. Their one and only goal is to make you angry by saying what they can, and it goes against all ethical boundaries. They cross everything, anything they can to get you upset for their own pleasure. And that is another reason why I left Facebook, is because Facebook itself is now getting politically incorrect. They are starting to take sides in the political battlefield, and I feel that that is way beyond the foundational laws of the country of the United States, which are freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of your expression. And they are trying to choke that, and I cannot support any group that does that. And that's why political correctness for them has been, in my opinion, shot out the window. So I said, bye-bye.
You know, speaking of shot, I just, you know, guns came to mind. And, you know, we can't, you know, again, I don't know why it's like videos are a theme this show, because we pick a topic, but we don't take notes or pre-plan what we're going to talk about. It just kind of flows. You know, this is another video where a pregnant woman was, you know, got into an altercation with a man, and the man got in her face, and this guy came to her aid, and it got bad enough that the guy that was coming to her aid pulled out a gun. And the video was posted online, and at first it was, you know, in my post, I made a post and I said, God bless this man for coming to this woman's aid. You know, chivalry hasn't died, which is a big thing with me. I, you know, I want a man to open up the door for me. I like being called ma'am. You know, I don't find it offensive. And but it went from this man, you know, protecting this woman to, oh my God, he has a gun. He pulled out a gun. You know, then the whole thread became about gun rights. And then, you know, as you get into the middle and the bottom, everybody was fighting about gun rights. And I'm like, where in the hell did it go from a pregnant woman almost being physically assaulted by a man and somebody stepping in and protecting her to gun rights?
Being politically incorrect.
I'm like, how did this happen? Okay, all right, this man is in a state where people can legally carry guns on their person. And
Texas?
Yes, it was Texas or Wyoming. It was one of those states, but you could carry, you know, legally carry a gun on you. And, you know, and yes, he pulled it out, but the guy went to attack him and he didn't use his gun. He punched the guy, and the guy said, you know, I'm going to call the police. And he said, go ahead and call the police. But, you know, just, you know, when you said the word shot, I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember this video. And it's like everything that we talk about, everything that we love and covet has to be turned into political correctness. And I'm like, why is that? All right, we're going to go
Very
to a break,
point.
Guys. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Somebody who talks really fast.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Welcome. Welcome. So welcome back. I was just scrolling, you know, my Facebook, and I'm going, you know, let me find something really quick that where somebody is talking about political correctness. And
you found something pretty quick, didn't you?
No, I'm like on my own page. I'm like, my own page popped up. I have received, and this is, you know, this is, I like wine. I like wine. You know, oh my God, you know, God forbid, I like wine. So I posted this this video of this. It's called.
Sorry, I tried to cover that up.
A Virgin Wine Event Calendar. So for every day, you know, instead of a regular, you know, Advent calendar, you know, counting down the days to Christmas, you would open up a door, you know, kind of like on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And this one is you open up a door and you get a bottle of wine. And I'm like, God, I love this. You know, I want one of these. And yes, I have an occasional glass of wine. And somebody private messaged me.
Okay, we're not worried about that.
Yeah. You know, but somebody private messaged me and said, you know, well, I bet you're not a virgin and I bet you're a drunk. You know, so it's like they judged me just because I like the wine advent calendar. And I'm going, okay, if this is not a case of political correctness gone wrong, I don't know what is. You know, first of all, I think it's ingenious. Yeah, I did. But, you know, I mean, it's ingenious. It's ingenious. I'm like, why didn't I invent one of these? You know, I could be a millionaire by now. You know, it's just, it's a box, and it has round holes, and you open it. I'm like, this person is making a lot of money on this, but it's ingenious. But, yeah, I was looking online, and I came across that.
That's kind of cool and kind of sad. But also, I want to let people know something else. Political correctness, I want people to realize something very important. We are in a season now, and this is the season known as the season of holidays. One of the things that is scaring me is two of the holidays, Halloween and Christmas. And yes, folks, I'm scared. I'm no longer happy about these Halloween and this Christmas coming. Why is that? We have more people doing things in these Halloweens, in this the Halloween time, All Hallows Eve. If you want, I'm not going to get into the history of what it actually means because that would be long and boring. But people are allowing their family members, younger family members or older families, the society, your local neighborhood, people are allowing other people to behave very poorly and in bad judgment. I would love to see communities pass out communications of some kind in their neighborhood saying, we're going to be out on this night, and this is what we're expecting our community to behave like. something where everybody says, we know the neighbors, we know our friends, and we're going to communicate. And if you give something to our children that's inappropriate, you will be facing a very bad situation immediately. Do not misbehave. This is a time of joy, not a time of evil humor. And that's the same thing for Christmas. People are getting hurt when they go into stores to buy things. When did that become a good thing? You know what I mean, Sharon? You've seen the videos where people get hurt going into the major stores or major outlets? It's like their obsession over something which is, it's criminal. What are your thoughts?
Black Friday. I get what you're saying, but one thing that comes to mind is the costumes, you know, that kids are allowed to wear. When I was growing up, you could be anything that you wanted. And when I was growing up, we did have demon costumes, you know, that had the mask. And, you know, my high school...
Oh, but these days they look extremely real.
They do, but it's the one time of year where you should be allowed to be anything that you want. My high school mascot was the Demons, Demons.
Oh my God, wow.
It still is, and I'm shocked. It's like I keep waiting for a group to petition to change, you know, the mascot. You know, so
that would make sense.
We stifle ourselves of who we want to be, so we feel stuck because we have things that we want to say that we can't. We want to do things that, you know, better not do that because somebody may take it the wrong way. They may, you know, see me as a bad person. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's causing a lot of anger and anxiety because we're not able to freely express ourselves. The Constitution says that we are, but we really aren't.
Well, here's another political term that has been coming up here, and this is a massive one, and I don't know if you saw this one, but it was sad. The new political term that is coming up, and it is ugly. You are now considered guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah. And they're, you know, and then it's people, you know, people take that. And we're not saying that, you know, anything that has been out there where somebody has been claimed to be guilty, that they're guilty or they're not guilty. I mean, we're just stating examples. And
but do you know who said that?
No.
Trump. Trump said it live on video. He actually said, in this particular case, when it deals with this new judge coming in, sadly, it appears that he is guilty until proven innocent because of the media.
Yeah, I don't watch anything about Trump or...
No, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that's actually what he said.
Yeah.
It's not about good or bad. That's too dangerous of a subject. But I'm just talking about what he actually said, being he made a comment saying that this is a politically incorrect approach, but it is the truth. This is what's happening now. And it sadly is true.
It is. And I mean, and only, you know, those that are accused of, and I think you're talking about the Kavanaugh.
Yes, that's right. That's correct. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, only he knows and God knows if he's guilty. But, you know, there are people on both sides that say, you know, he's innocent. And then there's people on the other side that say he is guilty and nobody wants to listen to what's in between. I say
who cares, because it was too long ago.
It is. And we lose time. We lose our life. We lose, you know, precious days where we can be focusing on, you know, on something else.
Well, with that being said, we don't have very much longer left here, but political correctness is definitely something that's becoming bigger and bigger, and I'm hoping that people, I guess I would say I hope they kind of decide to say, you know what, let's say how we really feel and not worry about offending others, because you have to be able to express yourself. That's what creating independence, that's what creates the personality, that's what creates the earth and its ability to survive with its energy and the human beings to live and become a species that is amazingly diversified. And right now we are that. So thankfully we are learning creatures, but historically speaking, we kind of bounce back into the same routine once in a while. By the way, just in case anybody is curious, and Sharon, did you know why we wear costumes during Halloween?
To, you know, hide from the evil spirits?
Half correct. Yes. The other half is it is to hide from evil spirits, but what happens is they believed back in the Roman times and in other countries that the All Hallows Eve was the start of the new year, and that's the winter time, the winter solstice, and they decided that the veil between the third dimensional world that we're in right now and the world where people go that are dead, the spirits, is the thinnest, and they can now cross over into our world for a short period of time and enjoy being in the presence of their family members. So they celebrate that with food, candy, all kinds of things, bonfires to make sure they can see their way. The masks are there because they realize that not only would their loved ones cross over, but also unfriendly spirits will cross over, and they didn't want to have any of those spirits that might know somebody to recognize them. So they decided to say, let's put masks on ourselves and we'll just all enjoy the presence of all these spirits together. In that way, nobody can be targeted by an evil spirit, because the evil spirit doesn't know who anybody is. They believed that that was the best way to do it. So they put on masks to hold the identification of themselves for safety. And that is what the old history says.
And, you know, I think that there are some cultures that they will put out, and I believe this is Mexico, because I did a mediumship. I flew out to LA to do a mediumship event, and then we were going to do some filming in Baja Los Angeles in Mexico. And I went with a shaman, this beautiful woman, and she was Hispanic. And we were actually talking about, you know, the ritual of Halloween. And she said, there's something that we do. And I said, okay, can we do that? And so she lit a candle and she put out what they call sweet bread. And yep, it's a loaf of bread, but it's sweet. And so you set out, you know, toys, you set out goodies, and you set out food, you know, for the spirits to feast on, which I thought was, you know, was really cool to do that. So I like learning about other cultures. And, you know, again, I think this goes for both of us. We don't have the ability to discriminate against people that are not like us. I think we want to know more about them, and I think it's more so because we are spiritual healers, and you know we see the soul, you know, versus the human body, and we understand a little bit more why people behave the way that they do. We may not like it. We may not agree with it, but we look at it as a whole. And I even, you know, when people start these, you know, conversations about, you know, being so, in, you know, politically incorrect, I immediately go to, this is their soul growing and learning and becoming spiritually more aware. So they're supposed to go through all of this.
Watch our time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we are. We have 2 minutes. Matt, do you want to talk about your contact information?
Yep. Psychic.red.
That's
it.
That
simple.
Okay.
That's it. And you, when you get there, you can download my app if you have an Android phone.
Okay.
For free.
And if you would like to get in touch with me, go to Psychic Readings Now or SharonPugh.com. PsychicReadingsNow.com, SharonPugh.com goes to the same website. And really take advantage of the instant reading. I'm on it 7 days a week. I keep it on unless I've got a, you know, prepaid reading. But, folks, we will see you next week. Have a great weekend. Be blessed.
And be careful. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.